This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump says that Guatemala has signed an agreement to restrict asylum applications to the U.S. from Central America. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
President Trump says this agreement sends a clear message to human smugglers and traffickers.
Your day is over, and we're investing in the future of Guatemala.
This requires migrants, including Salvadorans and Hondurans, who cross into Guatemala on their way to the U.S. to apply for protections in Guatemala instead of at the U.S. border.
We'll protect the rights of those with legitimate claims, and we'll end the widespread abuse of the system and the crippling crisis on our border.
The president says this could be done much easier if there was cooperation from Democrats.
We have absolutely no cooperation.
President Trump threatened to place tariffs on Guatemala if it didn't reach a deal. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court on Friday handed President Donald Trump a victory by letting his administration redirect $2.5 billion approved by Congress for the Pentagon to help build his promised wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. AP's Jackie Quinn has details.
The Supreme Court announced the White House can go forward with plans to use military funds for the wall, and it will lift a freeze on $2.5 billion that was put in place by a lower court in May. This ruling means the Trump administration can tap the funds and begin work on four contracts that it's already awarded. Four of the court's liberal justices were against the start of construction, set to begin to replace existing sections of barrier in Arizona, California, and New Mexico with more robust fencing. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website. That's voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The Turkish government says Russia completed delivery of the first shipment of Moscow's S-400 missile defense system, something that has been a point of contention with the United States. The announcement comes as Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan confirmed his commitment to use the system within the next year, while reaffirming his commitment to deepening ties with Moscow. In a televised speech, Erdogan said he hopes to begin using the S-400 system by April of next year. The purchase led to Turkey's exclusion from buying America's latest F-35 aircraft. The White House said that the F-35, NATO's newest stealth fighter jet, cannot coexist with a Russian intelligence collection platform that will be used to learn about its advanced capabilities. Federal regulators have approved T-Mobile's $26.5 billion takeover of rival Sprint in a settlement that would create three giant U.S. cell phone companies. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has details.
The deal will also require a judge's approval, but combined, Sprint and T-Mobile would approach the size of Verizon and AT&T. Regulators had rejected the takeover during the Obama administration amid concerns it would lead to higher prices and job cuts. But the companies appealed to President Trump's desire to win the global 5G race with China, saying bulking up will mean a better next-generation 5G wireless network than they could make on their own. The approval by the Justice Department and five states' attorneys general comes after Sprint and T-Mobile agreed to conditions that would set up satellite TV provider Dish as a fourth wireless company. Ben Thomas, Washington.
American consumers sharply stepped up their spending in the last quarter, but the economy slowed. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
The economy grew at a 2.1% annual rate from April to June, down a full point from the first quarter, due in part to a growing trade deficit. Most analysts think it could slow through the rest of the year, and the Fed's expected to cut interest rates next week for the first time in a decade. President Trump and top White House economist Larry Kudlow have been touting 3% growth and are blaming Fed rate hikes for slower growth.
In some sense, it's a miracle we've done as well as we've done.
But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi blames what she calls the president's tax cut scam.
It hasn't produced the revenue.
Analysts say the tax cut's benefits are largely played out. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
And six people were killed and eight injured in an earthquake and aftershock in islands north of the Philippines Saturday. The initial quake of 5.4 was followed by an aftershock of 5.9 in the Bataan Islands. For more, visit our website. I'm David Berg, VOA News.